Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the phone lines. Frank, you called into the show. Hey, Frank, how you doing, man?
You can call what you want. I'm more concerned about the effort of this team. This team seems to go through stretches where they just don't, or lackadaisical, and they're just kind of going through the motions. And I'll finish with the question at the end. I want you to answer this question before I get done. But the guy fell down, looked like a baby giraffe, flopping around. Had the time to go back there, comb his hair, figure it out, got up, and then three guys missed him and tackled, and he fell in the end zone. It's just like, what are you doing? Like, is it even plausible to think that you do that? I do want to go back to the third down, third and seven with that play. I think you're giving Trevor too much credit. If Connor doesn't jump, why is he jumping? I don't understand. If he just runs with the receiver there, he's got the boundary as his backup guy. The receiver's right on the boundary. If he just runs, squares up, and runs with the receiver, that ball's not completed. He stops and jumps for no reason, and the ball's completed. If you just run with the receiver, that's not a completed pass. The effort on this team is lackadaisical. I think they have the mindset that they're just going to show up, that they've got the Kansas City logo on their helmet, and they're just going to win because that's what's happened in the past. And your past performance doesn't matter. It matters what you're doing today. And I'll close with this. Name me the last defensive lineman that's got a big, fat contract that's lived up to that contract. Chris Jones should not be making $32 million on what he's putting on the product today. He has been lackadaisical this season and very insignificant. He's got more penalties than he does sacks in this season. And if he doesn't pick it up, he's the leader of the defense. The defense is going to go off of what he puts out. And that's what he's putting out right now is a pistol performance, and that's what you're seeing out of this defense.
Frank, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I think that Chris Jones deserves all the criticism for the play. I'm going to give Trevor Lawrence credit for the throw. That's a dart. That is a laser. That's a great thrown ball on third down. Third and seven, you got to make a play. He throws it directly in between the corner and the safety. You guys know I am not the biggest Trevor Lawrence fan. If anything, I have been one of Trevor Lawrence's biggest critics back when it wasn't cool to be a Trevor Lawrence critic. He made two incredible plays to go win that game yesterday. The third and seven pass down the middle of, on the sideline to Brian Thomas, and the rushing touchdown. I got to tip my cap to how he played yesterday. Let's get back to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. If you want to chime in today, we're taking phone calls. Josh, you called into the drive. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Cena, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem,
I appreciate it. Streaming your show from across the country right now.
Okay,
so
cool.
Appreciate everything you do. I just wanted to say, I'm frustrated more than anything about the loss last night because I actually feel like if the Chiefs had won, most people would feel pretty positive. There were a lot of positives in that game, specifically on the offensive side of the ball, which just makes the loss all the more frustrating. But I think I agree with you in a sense because I believe that the Chiefs' high-end talent no longer is able to bail them out the same way that has been the last several years for this Chiefs team. I think Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones all collectively just are not playing at the level anymore where they can mask the blemishes of this Chiefs team that have unfortunately been created by Brett Veach and then some of the coaching staff. Because I think the Chiefs have lost every game this year for one of two reasons. Either the offense sputters, mostly because of the lack of a true presence in the backfield, or the defensive line on defense not able to get pressure on the opposing team's quarterback. And I think most would agree that those were the two biggest weaknesses last year, and Brett Veach just kind of ho-hummed through the offseason and or the coaches didn't encourage him to go out and get more talent at those positions. And I do understand that Brett Veach tried. You know, he spent a couple draft picks on the D-line. But Brett Veach also brought in Joshua Uche last year, who now has more pressures than Mike Dana and Charles Omenihu combined this year. And there's a lot of guys on this Chiefs team, specifically on the defensive side of the ball, that I think if it weren't for Kansas City, they would either not have a starting spot or just simply wouldn't be on a roster on 31 other NFL teams. And I'm not excusing the effort from Chris Jones on the last play of the game at all. I think, you know, he gets paid way too much money to just be standing around in that scenario. But I will say one thing. I'll end it with this. I think what you saw from Chris Jones last night on that final play is the result of Veach and Spags not getting him any help on the defensive line. The guy is entering his mid-30s. He's not where he once was physically, and he's exhausted, and he's tired, and he's double-teamed on every single play, and you just got to give him some help.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh, great stuff, man. I appreciate the phone call. I do want to talk about one thing you said before we get back to the phone lines. It is unfortunate that I think so much of the conversation today is going to be dominated by the defense, and it should be dominated by the defense. Their wide receiver room has really started to figure things out the last couple of weeks, which, if you are looking for a silver lining in all of this right now, I mean, it's the same message that I think we've been talking about, but we are now getting closer and closer. You're one game away from it. The Chiefs are about to add their best skill position player in a week. They're going to add their best skill position player with an offense that is clearly starting to figure things out. The Chiefs ran the football as well as they've run it so far this season. That was a good effort from them on the ground, from everybody, from Bashard Smith, from Isaiah Pacheco to Kareem Hunt. That is as well as the Chiefs have run the football. This is what I mean when I say you don't need to be a dominant rush team, but it has to be a part of your attack. They ran the ball 19 times with their running backs. They got 85 yards. You got a big little end around play, a very creative play to Xavier Worthy. That's all you need the run game to be. You need it to complement. You need it to, you don't need to be as one dimensional. So I don't have much criticism about the Chiefs and offense and how it operates. Sure, you made a mistake and that ended up costing you dearly, but their wide receiver room is starting to figure some things out. And when you add Rashee Rice to it here as you are gearing up for the Buffalo game, which is now in less than a month, you feel really good about where you are from a offensive standpoint. The disappointing part is a defense that returns so many pieces. You just expected it to be a little further along. And after we saw them last week, really stop Baltimore from doing anything that Baltimore wanted to do. And pretty routinely frustrate Lamar Jackson. They didn't let Derrick Henry run the ball. Zay Flowers didn't really beat them. Like, you got an A-plus defensive effort, and you started this game. You started this game with the offense playing as well as it's played in the early portion of it, a 14-0 lead. This should have been where you strangled the life out of Jacksonville, and you coast to win that game on the road. But missed opportunity here, big play here, penalty here, mistake here, and those things just started to add up. And I think to the point that Josh just made, they're just not talented enough, and no team is. It's hard to overcome everything. It's hard to overcome 13 penalties. It's hard to overcome kicking the ball out of bounds on the final drive of the game. It's hard to overcome a missed interception that they then get a touchdown on that drive when your drive should have been over. It's hard to overcome a pick six that happens as you put together a great drive. You're about to put points on the board. They now get an interception. It now goes the other way. it just, all of those things just add up and add up and add up. And you're not playing the Giants. You're playing a Jacksonville team that you should think that Jacksonville is going to make the postseason. You start 4-1. They just feel like they're one of those teams that got a little bit of juice, a little bit of energy, and you see this. It could possibly be their year. I don't mean their year like they can go to the Super Bowl, but every year there's a team that wins 10, 11 games, goes to the playoffs, and we pat them on the head for having a good season. It looks like that team could be Jacksonville this year. We got time to take one more phone call in this segment. Sandy called into the show. Hey, Sandy.
How you doing today?
Doing good, man.
Okay, so let's really call it what it was last night. Yeah, Chris Jones laid off on one play. Patrick had the interception to give Lloyd credit from Jacksonville. He baited him. But it was a team loss. 13 penalties like you talked about. In the first half, you got them down even at 14-7. Let's say you didn't have the interception. They came down and scored a touchdown. We had the ball twice, once before the half was over, and secondly to start the second half and did nothing. That's team ball. The plays that were called, the schemes by the coaches at that point were poor. An end around that lost 6 yards on the first play and near the end of the second half. I mean, the first half that you're trying to move the ball down the field, that was a horrible call, put you in a bad position, and it made you go three and out. The defensive schemes, I thought last night that Trevor Lawrence looked like Lamar Jackson. He was running all over the place. The middle of the defensive line was wide open for him. We rushed four guys. We didn't blitz very much until the second half, and that really wasn't a lot either. But we gave him an opportunity to run the ball every passing play. The middle of the field is wide open for him to gain 10, 15, 30 yards at one time. I think it was the longest rush in his NFL career. So I look at the schemes. I think the coach has got to take a lot of the blame for this. Defensive schemes weren't good. I think Reed needs to take blame for this. Some of the play calling, especially late in the first half or in the second half, put us down. And you stole my thunder. Even when you got them down 14-7 on the road, kill them. Slit their throats. But Reed has a problem of really trying to push the button and really blow out a team. And other teams, like Buffalo, they blow people out. They don't care if it's 44-6 or whatever the score is. They make a statement. We have never done that. Very few times have you ever seen a Reed team blow teams out. 11 games last year were won on one possession games. This year now we're 0-3. So in 2 years, 14 one-possession games. How many of those, including last night, could we have really taken the ball down the field? Patrick was having a great game. The running game was fine. Smith starting to be a good pass catcher out of the backfield. And we could have done a lot, but we didn't. We left them in the game, like you said. If you leave inferior teams in a game, over the course of time, they find a way to come back and bite you. And I felt that's what happened last night.
Sandy, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. Let me give you the rushing numbers really quickly. That was actually the second best rushing game of Trevor Lawrence's career. It was the second most rush attempts he's ever had. He ran for 54 yards. He ran for 59 yards at one point last year. You're right. His versatility, his athleticism was a major, major difference in the game. That is about as well as I can remember Trevor Lawrence played, and he did it on the Chiefs defense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.